at the Brownfield Party at the Agri-Marketing Conference. I'm speaking with Anita Vanderwert. And Anita, first of all, for those who don't know, and I can't believe there are some who don't, what do you do for Brownfield?
I'm the National Sales Director for Brownfield Farm Radio Network and Brownfield Ag News for America.
That's it. This party is just about to start. In the Thursday night party, the Brownfield Party, it's a big deal. I mean, since I've been coming to NAMA, I think this has been going on over 20 years. What does this mean for Brownfield? I mean, you guys invest a lot of time and effort in it, too.
The nice thing about the Brownfield Party is we get a chance to all get together and have a great time. Celebrate not only the fact that we're in a great industry, but the great friendships we've developed over the years.
Well, you just said it right there. We may do work. We may call them clients. Maybe they call us clients. But you know what? There's a time to socialize, too, right?
You bet. When it comes to NAMA, we all get together not only for professional development, but it's a time to really celebrate each other and the fact that we have some great friendships.
Well, we're going to do that here tonight at Big Sky in the Kansas Power and Light District here in Kansas City. But I guess just a comment. I know you've had a chance to talk with some of the folks that'll be here. What's the mood? I mean, people kind of upbeat right now?
Isn't it wonderful? What a great time. I think soy closed at like 1360 and corn was at 753. So with prices like that, it's a time we need to all say, you know what? Hallelujah! It's time.
Can we just have this trend keep going? That's what I said. You
know? Wouldn't that be great? There's so many opportunities to really get down in this industry and so many variables that we have to deal with. When it's good, we need to celebrate the fact that it's good, not take it for granted, but look to the future.
Just a kind of a half-serious question. You know, we've seen a lot of changes in ag, and that's affected media companies like Learfield. I mean, how do you see that affecting you all? Good, bad, challenging? How would you describe it?
You know, it's an interesting question that you put to us, because it's now it really shows the difference between those companies that are really investing in their product and their distribution and those companies that were only in it for the short term to make a quick buck. For those people that really invested in the people and the talent that's out there and getting the quality product, they've got a great future.
Well, I certainly enjoyed my time at Brownfield Ag News, as we say now, and I really thank you. Anita Vanderwert with Brownfield Ag News at the Brownfield Party at the Agri-Marketing Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. And
let's party, Chuck.